This is Trish McGregor with your 2025 January Star Power Forecast. Thank you for joining me. Okay, happy 2025. Now that Pluto, the snail of the zodiac, has moved into Aquarius for good, the other slower moving planets will be doing the same thing this year. Since Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune all move at different speeds, it's rare for them to all shift signs in the same year. The shifts will be temporary since these planets also turn retrograde and slip back into the signs where they were until 2026, but these shifts will allow us a peek into the energies that are headed our way. Two of these planets, Saturn and Neptune, will enter Aries briefly this year. Both of these planets will be moving into a fire sign from Pisces, a water sign. Aries, ruled by Mars, is the first sign of the zodiac, a kind of fearless warrior of change that will help define this new era. Uranus has been an Earth sign Taurus since May 15, 2018. It takes 7 years to transit a single sign, and it wasn't particularly comfortable in Taurus. We saw evidence of its resistance to change in everything from COVID vaccines to the integrity of elections to the advance of AI. This planet governs the unpredictable, the unforeseen, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, explosions, technology, innovation, and genius. From July 7th to November 7th in 2025, Uranus will transit Gemini and provide us with a taste of what we'll experience from August 25th, 2026 to August 3rd, 2032, and also from December 12th, 2032 to May 22nd, 2023. Midterm elections will take place during the first run of Uranus through Gemini, and so will the next presidential election. And then, abrupt, unforeseen change will be the operative words. But for now, let's take a look at what's coming up for January 2025. Aries, you may be reaping the benefits of that Capricorn new moon at the end of 2024, which occurred in your career area. The possibilities, a new job, a promotion or a raise, a new career altogether. On the 4th, when the Sun in Capricorn sextiles Saturn in Pisces, you may have a chance to work behind the scenes in some capacity, ghostwriter, producer, therapist, or coach. On the 6th, Mercury in Sag squares Neptune in Pisces, so there may be some miscommunication concerning your worldview and spiritual beliefs. Just be sure to communicate as clearly as possible about these areas. Also, if you're planning a trip overseas, be sure to double-check all the details. The full moon in Cancer on the 13th falls in your fourth house. Something in your home, family, and personal environment is nearing completion. Perhaps an adult child is moving out, or you're winding up renovations on your home. This moon brings a nurturing quality to all things connected to your family and home. The 18th features a conjunction of Venus and Saturn in Pisces in your 12th house. A romance may be developing behind the scenes between you and an older person or perhaps with a boss. Your empathy and compassion today are quite powerful. The 23rd probably will feel like a day filled with contradictions because there are two aspects going on. At 3:49 p.m. Eastern Time, Mercury in Capricorn opposes Mars in Cancer. And less than 2 hours later, at 5:05 p.m. Eastern, Mercury in Capricorn trines Uranus in Taurus. The opposition may trigger your temper over something in your personal environment and turn you into a warrior. 2 hours later, the trine to Uranus may bring in additional income, which definitely calms you down, your warrior. The new moon in Aquarius on the 29th is likely to bring about new opportunities with your network of colleagues and friends. Your brand could go viral. You may decide to start charging membership fees. Taurus, you may be seeing the opportunity surfacing now from the new moon in Capricorn on December 30th. These possibilities include an overseas trip, conducting or taking a workshop, the chance to practice your spiritual beliefs. The aspects on January 4th are a sextile between the Capricorn Sun and Saturn in Pisces, and it encourages you to pay closer attention to your network or brand. Touch base with your members through a newsletter. Update then on what the year ahead holds. On the 6th, Mercury in Sag is opposed to Neptune in Pisces, so be careful about how and to whom you communicate. With this opposition and Neptune in the mix, it's easy to be misunderstood. Confusion reigns. The full moon in Cancer on the 13th falls in your third house of communication. If you're completing a project, make sure it's exactly the way you want it before submitting it. The full moon has a nurturing quality to it, and you may spend some time today comforting a neighbor or friend in your neighborhood. On the 18th, there's a conjunction between Venus and Saturn in Pisces. It looks as if the female members of your network are pleased with the structure you've established and may be encouraging you to charge a nominal membership fee. Another possibility is that a romance begins with someone in your network. The 23rd has two aspects going on, an opposition and a trine, so the energies will feel contradictory. At 3:49 p.m. Eastern Time, Mercury in Capricorn opposes Mars in Cancer, and less than 2 hours later, Mercury in Capricorn trines Uranus in Taurus. The opposition may put you at odds with a neighbor or friend whose agenda differs from yours. But a couple hours later, when the trine occurs, you have a kind of epiphany about the whole thing, and you make amends. The new moon in Aquarius on the 29th occurs in your career area. Whatever professional opportunity surfaces sees it, this is something to celebrate, Taurus. With Mercury conjunct and Jupiter trine to it, to this moon, you're in a lucky place, and synchronicity is definitely your ally. Possibilities: a new career project that pays you extremely well, a new boss, new technology. The sky seems to be the limit here. Gemini. The year begins on a clean slate. No Mercury retrograde. In fact, you may be seeing the opportunities that surface with the final new moon of 2024. That moon was in Capricorn in your 8th house. So opportunities may be surfacing for projects that bring in royalties, a pay raise for a personal partner, or getting breaks in things like insurance and credit cards and mortgages. On the 4th, the sun in Capricorn sextiles Saturn in Pisces. It looks as if something pleasing happens professionally. It could be a promotion, a pay raise, even a nice side gig that pays well. On the 6th, Mercury in Sag squares Neptune in Pisces, so it looks as if there's some miscommunication or confusion with professional colleagues. Best solved with a discussion on another day. On the 13th, the full moon in Cancer is sextile Uranus in Taurus and trine to Neptune in Pisces. Today might be an ideal day to resolve issues from the 6th. The trine helps smooth things over, and the sextile brings an element of insight that you can use in negotiations. This full moon falls in your second house of income, so sorts of income may be winding up, but don't worry, there's another source around the corner. The 18th brings a conjunction between Venus and Saturn in Pisces in your career area. A romance may be starting up with a professional colleague or with someone you meet through work, or you may be handed a creative project that you love. Your boss has full faith in your ability to do the job. The 23rd may be a confusing day thanks to conflicting aspects. There's an opposition between Mercury in Capricorn and Mars in Cancer. That is offset by a trine later in the day with a Mercury trine to Uranus in Taurus. The opposition hits your financial axis, the 2nd and 8th houses, and the trine impacts your 8th and 12th houses. So it looks as if the trine enables you to figure out how to deal with the financial stuff. The new moon on January 29th is in Aquarius, your 9th house. It's conjunct Mercury and trine to Jupiter. Lucky you, that Jupiter trine, luck and synchronicity are abundant. You're in the right place at the right time. The opportunities that surface are overseas travel, attending or teaching workshops, and working more deeply with your spiritual beliefs. Cancer. With Mercury now behaving, the month begins with a sextile between the Sun in Capricorn and Saturn in Pisces on January 4th. This aspect favors both business and personal partnerships, contracts, and anything connected to foreign countries, people, and cultures. So if you're planning a foreign trip, finalize the details. On the 6th, Mercury in Sag squares Neptune in Pisces. There may be some miscommunication and confusion today involving colleagues. Someone does or says something that offends you. Rather than dealing with it today, wait until tomorrow to resolve it. The full moon in your sign on the 13th forms a sextile to Uranus in Taurus, and trines Neptune and Pisces. It's the ideal day to touch base with people in your network through a newsletter, to to explain any new developments or your thoughts on the network for the new year. Wind up whatever you're working on so you can take advantage of the opportunities that will surface with the new moon in Aquarius on the 29th. The conjunction on the 18th between Venus and Saturn in fellow waters and Pisces is a beauty for you. It occurs near your 9th house. It's possible that while traveling overseas or attending a workshop, you meet a romantic interest, or you find a mentor who might be older than you, but is also wiser. Your intuition is especially strong today. Listen to it and heed it. The 23rd may feel like a confusing day. Mercury in Capricorn is opposed to Mars in your sign, and later in the day, Mercury trines Uranus in Taurus. The opposition may result in miscommunication with a personal or business partner, but the trine to Uranus in your 11th house brings fresh ideas and insights into the nature of your network and your brand. You may initiate some changes. The new moon in Aquarius is conjunct Mercury and trine to Jupiter in Gemini. It occurs in your 8th house and expands areas like mortgage and credit options. New opportunities surface to earn more money. So pay attention to the opportunities that surface and listen to your intuition about which one to choose. Leo. No Mercury retro, so on effect alone, the month should run fairly smoothly. On the 4th, the Sun in Capricorn sextiles Saturn in Pisces. It looks as if a new responsibility in your daily work should bring in additional income, perhaps through a raise or bonus. This opportunity may have surfaced with the new moon on December 30th. The 6th brings a square between Mercury and Sag and Neptune in Pisces. So the 4th brings additional income, then today brings a possible glitch in the scheme of things. It may be miscommunication, but it definitely contributes to general confusion in your daily work routine. The full moon in Cancer on the 13th occurs in your 12th house. This moon sextiles Uranus in Taurus and trines Neptune in Pisces. It looks as if something you're doing professionally has an unexpected benefit and your urge to listen to your intuition to rely on it. Full moons often signal that something in life is reaching completion. It may be therapy or a behind-the-scenes gig that's bringing in additional income. Wait until the new moon in Aquarius on the 29th to see what may be next. The conjunction on the 18th between Venus and Saturn in Pisces may spur an unexpected romance with an older person. It may also bring in unexpected income in terms of royalties, savings on credit cards, insurance, and mortgages. The 23rd may be a confusing day with both an opposition and a trine. Mercury in Capricorn opposes Mars in Cancer, and later in the day, that same Mercury trines Uranus in Taurus. The opposition impacts your daily work routine and may be due to a colleague's interference. The trine, though, snaps things back into balance and does so suddenly and unexpectedly. The new moon in Aquarius on the 29th is conjunct Mercury and Jupiter transit. This one may bring an opportunity for a new business partner who knows what they're doing and has a plan for increasing your brand's visibility. It may also bring an opportunity to take a personal partnership to a whole new level. With the Jupiter trine, you're the right person in the right place at the right time. Virgo. Your ruler, Mercury, is no longer retrograde, so that's a relief. It makes the month easier to navigate. On the 4th, the Sun in Capricorn sextiles Saturn in Pisces. This aspect may bring you the right business partner or advisor, or it may have you and your personal partner chatting up a storm about the important stuff, like how to take your relationship to the next level. The square on the 8th is between Mercury and Sag and Neptune in Pisces. Today may be confusing with cross signals and miscommunications about your business and personal partnerships. It may be that you don't have all the information you need. The full moon in Cancer on the 13th occurs in your 11th house, your network of friends and colleagues, your wishes and dreams. Something in this area may be reaching completion. Since the moon is sextile to Uranus in Taurus and trines Neptune in Pisces, don't be surprised if something new shows up with this new moon in Aquarius on the 29th. On the 18th, the conjunction between Venus and Saturn in Pisces occurs in your partnership area. You and your partner may decide to take your relationship to a new level, a deeper commitment, or you find the right business partner for what you'd like to tackle professionally. The 23rd brings an opposition and a trine, so it's a mixed day for sure. Mercury in Capricorn opposes Mars in Cancer, which impacts your 5th and 11th houses. Something is amiss in your network, but later in the day, when Mercury trines Uranus in Taurus, you're able to resolve things. The new moon in Aquarius on the 29th occurs in your 6th house, so new opportunities are going to surface in your daily work. Maybe a raise, a promotion, a bonus, or a new job altogether. The new moon is conjunct Mercury and trined by Jupiter and Gemini. Jupiter has been expanding your professional opportunities for months now, and today may feel like the proverbial icing on the cake. And with Jupiter as part of this new moon aspect, you're the right person in the right place at the right time. Libra. No Mercury retrograde this month, so life should be much easier to navigate. On the 4th, the Sun in Capricorn in your 4th house, 6th house Saturn in Pisces in your 6th. You may be working from home today, but that suits you fine. Your boss is impressed with your work. If you're self-employed, your client may want to hire you for another project. The square on the 6th is between Mercury in Sag and Neptune in Pisces. There may be some confusion about your tasks and responsibilities in your daily work routine. But it may be something as simple as you're not having all the information you need. So before you say anything, dig deeper for information. The full moon in Cancer on the 13th occurs in your 10th house, your professional area. Something there is reaching completion, and you may be already looking for the next gig, the next project. Just hang in there, Libra. The new moon in Aquarius at the end of months will keep you plenty busy. The conjunction on the 18th is that of Venus and Saturn in Pisces in your 6th house. A man and a woman are very helpful today in your daily work routine, or, equally possible, a romance develops with a work colleague. The 23rd may be kind of nuts. You have an opposition to deal with between Mercury in Capricorn and Mars in Cancer, your 4th and 10th houses. It could be something at home that interferes with your professional life in some way. However, later in the day, there's a trine between Mercury and Uranus in Taurus, so you should be able to iron out the issue. This may also bring in surprise cash. The new moon in Aquarius on the 29th is conjunct Mercury and trined by Jupiter in Gemini. It occurs near your 5th house. Wow, go to town, Libra. The opportunities that surface will concern your creativity and will bring in additional money. It may even involve a trip overseas. With the trine from Jupiter, you're in the right place at the right time. Scorpio, no Mercury retrograde this month. On the 4th, your focus is on communication concerning a creative project or about one of your kids. If it involves a child, the communication could involve school or classes in the new year. Whatever the situation, your position is communicated well and clearly. A square on the 6th is between Mercury and Sag and Neptune and Pisces. This aspect seems to be about money, about getting paid for work you've completed. There's a glitch that needs to be resolved, and it's with either the bank or the client or employer. The full moon in Cancer on the 13th falls in your 9th house and enjoys a sextile from Uranus in Taurus and a trine from Neptune in Pisces. You may be completing plans for an overseas trip, and are putting the finishing touches on a workshop you're going to be conducting. This full moon deepens your intuition, so heed it in making decisions. The conjunction on the 18th is between Venus and Saturn in Pisces in your 5th house. A creative endeavor gets the full approval of your client or employer. The payoff should be excellent, so don't hesitate in making tweaks or edits the client requests. The energy on the 23rd will feel odd, contradictory. Early in the day, there's an opposition between Mercury in Capricorn and Mars in Cancer. And later in the day, Mercury, again, is trying to Uranus in Taurus. So communication snafus with the opposition can be resolved with the trine, when you may experience one of those insightful moments that illuminates the situation. The new moon in Aquarius is on January 29th, occurs in your 4th house. It's conjunct Mercury and trine to Jupiter in Gemini. This beauty may have you putting your home on the market or moving to a new area, or perhaps an adult child moves in or out, or you find the perfect roommate. The opportunities surface, and all you have to do is make a selection. Sagittarius. Yes, you got slammed last month with the Mercury retro in your sign, but 2025 begins with a clean slate. On the 4th, the Sun in Capricorn sextiles Saturn in Pisces. Looks like money arrives for you, and you use it for your home and family. You may be paying off holiday gift buying, or a car, or some other items, and the payoff is a relief. Mercury in Sag squares Neptune in Pisces. Today may feel like a throwback to the Mercury retro of last month. Confusion abounds in your personal life thanks to that Neptune aspect. Once again, communication saves the day, so start emailing Sag, start talking. The full moon in Cancer on July 13th occurs near 8th house, one of the money houses. This moon is a beauty, with a sextile from Uranus in Taurus and a trine from Neptune in Pisces. Your business or personal partner may be completing a negotiation for you that will result in a break on credit cards, insurance, a mortgage, or that will bring in royalties. On the 18th, the conjunction between Venus and Saturn in Pisces falls in your 4th house. As a fire sign, you won't be nuts about this water sign camaraderie. That said, though, it may signal the beginning of a romance, or, also possible, you're mentored on a creative endeavor by someone older. The 23rd may be a confusing day. You have an opposition to deal with. Then later in the day, a trine smooths things over. The opposition involves Mercury in Capricorn and Mars in Cancer, your financial axis. Ouch. Check your accounts, make sure things add up. If you don't, call the institution. The trine indicates that things straighten out. The new moon in Aquarius on the 29th occurs near 3rd house. So that's where the new opportunities occur. Communication, your neighborhood, your conscious mind, how you learn, short distance travel. All those are possibilities. Capricorn. With Mercury retro now history, this month should be quite good for you. The opportunities that should surface, or already did, from the new moon in your sign on December 30th are plentiful, and all you have to do is select the one that feels right to you. On the 4th, the Sun in Capricorn sextile Saturn in Pisces, making today terrific for communication with neighbors, siblings, and anyone else in your personal environment. With the Sun in your sign, you're more optimistic and goal-oriented. Make today count. The square on the 6th may feel like a Mercury retro type of day. Mercury in Sag is arguing with Neptune Pisces, fire versus water, and this leads to confusion and communication. But the bottom line is you may not have all the information you need, so dig deeper, do more research. The full moon in Cancer on the 13th occurs near 7th house of partnerships. Uranus and Taurus sextiles it, and Neptune trines it. A business partnership may be nearing completion, and you may decide to renew it. This person helped you bring a creative endeavor to fruition. The conjunction on the 18th is between Venus and Saturn in Pisces. There are several possibilities with this one. A romance begins with someone you know in your neighborhood, or within your circle of friends and acquaintances, or a mentor or an older person helps out on a creative project. The 23rd is apt to be one of those days of mixed energies. Mid-afternoon, there's opposition between Mercury in your sign and Mars in Cancer that may result in a disagreement with a business or personal partner. Less than 2 hours later, Mercury in your sign trines Uranus in Taurus, and you gain insight in how to rectify the differences with your partner and have one of those insightful moments about a creative project you're doing. The new moon in Aquarius on the 29th occurs in your second house of income. So this is where the new money-making opportunities surface. Could be a new job, or a raise, or a promotion, or it may be a side gig that pays well. This moon is a beauty, with Mercury conjunct and Jupiter and Gemini trying to it. Anytime Jupiter trines a new moon, you're the right person in the right place at the right time. Aquarius. No Mercury retro this month, but with Pluto now on your sign for the next 20 years, you've got your hands full. That planet begins the new year at 1 degree Aquarius. So if you were born early in the Aquarian cycle, January 19th through the 22nd, then Pluto is conjuncting your sun sign. What changes are occurring in your life? On the 4th, the Sun in Capricorn sextiles Saturn in Pisces. It looks as if something you're doing behind the scenes brings in new income. This could also be part of the opportunities of the last new moon of 2024. whatever the exact circumstances, you're pleased with events. The square between Mercury and Sag and Neptune and Pisces on the 6th may make today feel like Mercury's retrograde. An issue with your network or brand may delay your payment from a client or employer. Dig in, find out what the problem is, and resolve it. The full moon in Cancer on the 13th shines in your 6th house and sextile to Uranus and Taurus and trine to Neptune and Pisces. A task in your daily work routine is nearing completion, and you're going to be paid well for it. If you're already casting around for your next gig, the new moon in your sign on the 29th should deliver some nice surprises. When Venus and Saturn are conjunct in Pisces on the 18th, they're in your second house of income. That's a reason to celebrate. It looks as if the money you're paid is for a creative project, and the client is so pleased this could be a repeat gig. Your intuition is strong today. Listen to it. The 23rd is a day of mixed energies. The first aspect you encounter is an opposition between Mercury and Capricorn and Mars and Cancer. That's exact at 3:49 p.m. Eastern. Something in your daily work or with a colleague goes awry. It's a communication issue. Less than 2 hours later, Mercury trines Uranus and Taurus. It triggers the insight you need to solve the problem. On the 29th, new moon in Aquarius is a beauty, a kind of magical being that brings you some terrific opportunities. It's conjunct Mercury and Jupiter in Gemini trines it. If you're single and looking for a romantic partner, this new moon may bring the right individual. Or if you have a creative project looking for a market, a sale, an agent, you find one. You get the idea here, right? A new moon in your sign happens just once a year. Plan for this one. Pisces. Quite a few aspects this month involve your sign, Pisces. It starts on the 4th with a sextile between the Sun in Capricorn and Saturn in your sign. This one facilitates communication between you and your network of colleagues and friends. It enables you to take your brand into a new sphere. On the 6th, Mercury and Sag squares Neptune and Pisces. With this aspect, miscommunication occurs in your professional life and screws things up. It could be anything, big or small, human, or even a technological glitch. But it's up to you to clear things up. You may want to tackle it on the 13th with a full moon and fellow water sign Cancer. This full moon is a beauty. It sextiles Uranus and Taurus and trines Neptune in your sign. Something in your creative or romantic life is nearing an end as it evolves towards something else. You have a good grasp on where you would like things to go from here. The conjunction on the 18th is that of Venus and Saturn in your sign, a budding romance. You win the lottery. You land the creative project you've been coveting. With Venus in the mix, luck and money, romance and creativity are in your court, as long as you play by the rules, whatever they are. The 23rd is the day of mixed energies. At 3:49 p.m. Eastern, there's an opposition between Mercury and Capricorn and Mars and Cancer. Less than 2 hours later, Mercury trines Uranus and Taurus. With the first aspect, there is some sort of glitch or misunderstanding concerning your network. By the time the trine occurs, you know what needs to be done to rectify the situation, and you take action. The new moon in Aquarius on the 29th is conjunct Mercury and trine to Jupiter. New opportunities surface for you to work behind the scenes in some capacity. The trine to Jupiter is particularly lucky. You're the right person in the right time, in the right place. Be alert for synchronicities.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.